Many blessings to all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Exodus 22, the verses 21 to 27. Exodus chapter 22, verse 21 to 27. Do not mistreat or oppress a foreigner, for you were foreigners in Egypt. Do not take advantage of the widow or the fatherless. If you do and they cry out to me, I will certainly hear their cry. My anger will be aroused and I will kill you with the sword. Your wives will become widows and your children fatherless. If you lend money to one of my people among you who is needy, do not treat it like a business deal. Charge no interest. If you take your neighbor's cloak as a pledge, return it by sunset, because that cloak is the only covering your neighbor has. What else can they sleep in? When they cry out to me, I will hear, for I am compassionate. My theme for reflection is defending the defenseless. Defending the defenseless. How do you treat those who are less fortunate, those outside your social circle, or the so-called foreigner or widows? Have you ever paused to consider the lens to which God goes to protect those who have no safety net, no one to defend them? It is all too easy for those who are well established to overlook or worse, exploit those who are struggling to make ends meet. Picture this. Someone comes to you in desperation, asking to borrow money. Instead of offering help freely, you impose a crushing interest rate, driving them further into debt. What was meant to be an act of kindness becomes a transaction laced with exploitation. When these people cry out to God in their distress, He hears them, for He is a God of compassion and justice. In Exodus 22:21-27, God gives a stark warning to His people, commanding them to protect and care for the vulnerable among them, the foreigner, the widow, the orphan, and the poor. These are the individuals who, without support, are easily overlooked and exploited. God's law, however, mandates a different approach. His people are to be defenders and providers, reflecting His own love and justice. This command is not just a relic of ancient times. It is a call that resonates deeply today. The faces of the defenseless in our society may have changed. There may be refugees, the elderly, single parents, or those battling poverty and homelessness. But our responsibility remains the same. We are called to be their advocates, embodying the compassion and justice that God has shown to us. In a world where it is easy to focus solely on our own needs, we are challenged to look outward, to see those who are vulnerable, and to act on their behalf. My dear friends, consider the repercussions of mistreating those who are less fortunate. Our actions or our indifference have profound consequences. When we exploit the needy, we not only violate God's command, but also risk His righteous anger. God hears the cries of the oppressed, and He promises to respond. The stakes are high, both for those in need and for those who have the power to help or to harm. This reflection invites us to examine our hearts and our actions. Are we willing to move beyond our comfort zones to offer genuine support and solidarity to those who are marginalized? Will we choose to reflect God's love and justice, or will we obscure it through selfishness and neglect? By defending the defenseless, we fulfill a divine mandate and bear witness to the grace that God has lavished on us through Jesus Christ our Lord. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, who are the vulnerable individuals in my community that I might be overlooking, and how can I take concrete steps to offer them support and protection? Number two, how does my understanding of God's grace influence my willingness to defend and care for those who are defenseless? Gracious and compassionate God, we thank you for the love and protection you offer to us, even when we are at our most vulnerable. Help us to reflect your heart in the way we care for others, especially those who are defenseless and in need. Give us the courage to step out in faith, to offer our hands and hearts in service to those who cannot defend themselves. May we be instruments of your justice and mercy, and may our actions draw others closer to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.